Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Welcome, guys and gal.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to hear all about the amazing new CD, your third at the old age of 22, maybe 23.
22.
We'll hear about the history behind where the music started for you, this latest album, and whatever else we feel like talking about today. Cool. What's this first one you're going to start us off with?
We'll start out with one called Over the Edge.
It's Sarah Jarosz and Over the Edge, live from Studio A. It's off the brand new studio release, Build Me Up from Bones, that just came out on September 24th. It's her third release at that young age of just 22. So you've been busy for quite some time and covered a lot of ground in your young years. Tell us about the beginning and when you first started playing in the with the family, or just were you the only musician in the family?
Well, my parents are big music lovers, both of them, and my mom kind of plays guitar and has written songs for her whole life, and so there was always music around the house, and growing up outside of Austin, Texas, in Wimberley, you know, there was a lot of music, naturally,
oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
living there, so I just really, you know, music was kind of a big part of my life for as long as I can remember. And then I picked up a mandolin when I was about 10 years old. And
so that was your first instrument?
I played piano a little bit before that, but mandolin was the one that I really got excited about. And I had been singing my whole life, so that was always something that I had done.
Nice. Now, did the whole family move to Boston? Well, now I think you just relocated. Now you have
a
new place to call home.
Yeah, I just moved to New York City back in August. And yeah, my parents are still in Texas, so it's nice to get to go home whenever I can. We have some shows down there in November, but yeah, so I decided to go to Boston for college, though. So.
Gotcha. And tell us about the university. That has a lot to do with maybe some things you've learned along the way.
Totally. Okay. Yeah, it's called New England Conservatory of Music, and it was really a fantastic experience, a really great 4 years there, and, you know, just got to study a lot of different kinds of music, and it was a really great program. The program that I was in was called Contemporary Improvisation.
Nice. And so, but you've recently, congratulations, graduated, so now
thanks.
Full-time musician. Not that you weren't already, you know, but there's more time to be on the road and
definitely
and get out there and show yourself to the world and let them hear it. So thank you for being here. And unfortunately, there's not a show tonight, but we've got this little special intimate show for you today, live from Studio A, and they've got a couple more for us. What's this next one you're going to do?
We'll do the title track, which is Build Me Up From Bones.
Enough to breathe me in. The moon's a fingernail scratching on the back of the night in which we lay beside. I held every inch of you. Thank you.
Sarah DeRose, live from Studio A, Build Me Up From Bones, the title track, and a different version than you'll get on the album, a little different, and such a gorgeous album, and just came out on the 24th of September, and she's out on the road doing some radio stops, doing some venues, some festivals all along the way that you've kept busy with, and your own headlining tour. What's the biggest difference and the pros and cons to the festivals as opposed to just doing it out there by yourself? With the band, of course.
I mean, you know, I think there's a lot to love about both settings. You know, I think it's nice to be able to have the option to play both. You know, I love festivals because I kind of grew up, we all did, you know, kind of going to festivals and jamming. And there's a lot more collaboration because there's a lot of artists, you know, so it's fun to get people to sit in and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, then it's also nice, too, to have the quiet nature of a listening room and have it be a really intimate setting. So
talk about some of your favorite older musicians that you've learned about. And, of course, along the way, newer favorites out there for you.
Yeah. Man, there's so many. I guess some of my big influences early on growing up were people like Gillian Welch and Tim O'Brien and, you know, Chris Thiele and Daryl Scott. And I love people like Paul Simon and Joni Mitchell. You know, they're two huge influences.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, there's a lot of really exciting music. People like the Punch Brothers and Milk Carton Kids and our friends the Deadly Gentlemen. And there's some really cool bands out there. So,
Well, we're excited that you made the stop here in Columbus and at WCBE today. And they just did an NPR Tiny Desk taping, the Austin City Limits taping, and also recently on a Prairie Home Companion. How was Garrison? Did he treat you well?
Good. Yeah, we've done that a few times now. And he's just the best. He's such a quirky character and just it's always a different experience to be on that show. He always throws something new into the mix, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal to get on a Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, it's such an honor.
So congratulations on everything that's happened for you so far and this success early on in your life. And this third release, you are so welcome. Build Me Up From Bones, Sarah DeRose. And we're saying that right when we say DeRose. Okay.
That's perfect.
You never know. You never know sometimes. So I thought we had it right before I went on the air. So just double checking. Putting me on the hot spot. But thank you all. Will you introduce your players?
Definitely. Here over here on the cello and singing some harmony today is Nathaniel Smith. And on the fiddle and about to play guitar on this last tune is Alex Hargraves.
Well, thank you all again for being here. And we hope to see you back in town soon and have folks come out and hang out with us all, huh?
Definitely. Yeah.
All right. What's this last one you're going to do?
We'll finish with one called Mile on the Moon.
Watch me fall.